Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, $1 hot dogs plus bats and Chick gets a new robe. All coming up right after this.
From the award-winning morning show on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, The Musers, the podcast.
So right now we're podcasting?
No, not yet.
He just put us into it.
No, I was accidentally podcasting.
Oh, we were for a second, but we're not now.
Well, we want to start intentionally podcasting.
We're back.
That was accidental.
That was a false start. Three, two, one.
Every Wednesday, Junior Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith drop a new episode of The Musers, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Oh, good. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob Tom is Rick.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
You guys have a weird show there a little bit today?
Yeah. How did you wake up, Rick?
It sounds way weird on this end a little bit.
Okay, good. Good.
I forget how this bit goes a little bit.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We have a voicemail from a listener we're going to take a look at.
Oh, no kidding.
Well. Yeah. When we get time.
Oh, well, well.
Do we have time?
I don't know what.
This concerns something that one of our running jokes, one of our breads and butters.
Oh, okay.
One of our specialties.
Running gag, if you will.
Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Bob and Tom, this is Jared from Kentucky. For the love of God, we know where Deland is.
Thank you, Jared.
For the love
Jared.
Of God.
We appreciate
is that. Is that Deland, Florida or Deland, Kentucky?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's Deland,
Yeah, he's
Florida.
Talking Deland, Florida.
Well, let's listen again, shall we?
Okay.
Bob and Tom, this is Jared from Kentucky. For the love of God, we know where Deland is.
You can hear that he's driving. You can take
it. Is he the same gent that was aware of Josh's...
No.
No, that was Big T, wasn't it?
Critters in the Gutter. Oh, he sounds somewhat similar. Well, that's so nice.
What did he say? Josh, my God.
My gosh.
I've always loved that.
He's a good man. Good man.
Okay.
Josh.
You know, I know we just had a news story about, what is it, Philadelphia is going to get rid of a dollar hot dog night.
Buck a dog.
Because did they do that once a season, or what, were they doing it a lot?
They were doing it apparently a couple times, and I guess it was a disaster. People throwing the hot dogs on.
It was very popular.
The famous debacle. Was it Nickel Beer Night with the Cleveland Indians in the 70s?
The legend, I think the story changes a little bit, but yes, something like that.
I thought you were there for that.
Everybody got drunk.
No, Marty was there.
Okay. I knew somebody we knew
Marty
was there.
Marty says he was there.
I was there for, for a bring your own bat night that resulted in a lot of assault.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, no, they would have been better off with an actual size bat instead of what they gave away, which was the miniature bat.
That
was asking for
think about that.
Yeah.
Sitting there watching a baseball game, you've got a little kid, he's got a little baseball bat.
Sure.
Something's going to get hit.
Yeah.
Probably the head of the guy in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's not a good thing.
When I worked for Rawlings, we would make those.
The mini bats.
And they eventually, I believe, at least in the St. Louis Cardinals game, started giving them out as people exited.
Ah, that's smart.
Yeah, that's probably the best.
So they can beat people after they've had a few beers.
Smash some windshields.
Man. What are those good for, by the way?
The bat?
Souvenirs. Just good souvenirs.
Mini bats,
People loved them. Loved them.
Yeah, you can hold it while you're making a point.
You end up putting it in your desk drawer.
Yes. No.
20 years later. There's the mini bat.
Shelf. I used to have a bat around here with my name on it. Josh got it for me.
I had one too.
What happened?
Yeah.
What happened to it?
I took it home. It's by my back door.
Your baseball bat?
It's by our back
door. That's a full-size bat.
Yeah.
Okay. Handy day.
She keeps it by her back door, Tom.
Yeah. So that the burglars can come in and beat
the
me.
Burglars.
Get away, burglar.
Will be dissuaded.
Tonight, a special episode of The Burglars.
At the back door. Okay. There's a burglar at the back door.
I saw a movie called Backdoor Burglars.
Yeah, you did.
I did not expect that.
Yes.
Did it star one of the guys from the show choir? Callback.
Is it?
Okay. I can't hold on to in anymore. Big news at the compound. I hope a new robe is delivered this today or tomorrow. For and I can't, and I think we have a picture of it coming up. There it is. That's a new robe coming this weekend sometime.
Oh, that's terrific.
I'm very excited.
A buffalo check.
It's from Pendleton Wool.
Oh,
I
nice.
Can't wait.
And it has a tie belt.
It has a tie belt.
I love the tie
belt. An Obi, if you will.
Yes, and I'm going to robe it up all weekend.
What's Obi? I don't get that.
I'm not
the Japanese sash.
I'm not coming out of the robe all weekend.
Now, you have the wool underwear, right? Also?
Yes, Ace.
Okay. Combo, you know?
Good job.
So you're not coming out of the robe?
I'm going out to conduct commerce.
Dressed in the robe.
In the robe. I'm going to the drugstore. I'm going to the grocery store.
When you get it, will you launder it prior to wearing it?
No. God, no. It's clean.
Oh, good.
It's
you'll be getting Chinese diseases all over your skin.
Was that a Dire Straits album, Chinese Disease? When's the last time you got a new robe? Isn't that exciting?
That's very exciting.
Yes.
I don't wear them. I'm not a robe guy.
They're fun. I'm excited for you.
I'm excited for you.
What do you, what, how, oh, what am I saying? You don't relax. That's the answer to that one.
Now, let me ask you this, Chick.
Yes.
Are you selling your old robe?
I was going to put it in the bag and give it to the place where I give stuff
I guarantee
away.
Somebody right now would buy that from you.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps a man in Alabama?
Maybe game worn,
Frank.
It's a relatively new robe, and I have just decided I don't care for it.
What color
is it? What's wrong with it?
It's kind of a blue and a red, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Is it a terry cloth? I like a terry cloth.
It's a terry cloth.
You got to throw away your robe money?
Oh, sure.
Maybe it's time to diminish your salary.
Yeah. Well, let's not even joke about that. What the hell are you trying to do?
Diminish.
So, I think we should give your robe away.
Well, no.
Why don't we have some kind of contest?
What? Maybe let's start the bidding. No, we're not giving it away.
Write like a poem or something.
As you just said, my salary is diminished. I need to sell this
damn
thing.
Glad you agreed. I'll have you sign that and we get
that's a good idea.
Do you wear, I think Ace was trying to make a good point. Do you wear the robe sans underwear?
No, I'll wear it with nothing else on underneath it every now and then. Sure.
What kind of slippers?
Oh, the UGG slippers.
Oh, the UGGs.
Oh, nice.
Actually, I wear actual UGG shoes or little boots. I don't mess with the slippers anymore. I don't care.
Little
about the
boots?
Slippers.
How cute.
I just wear my little.
Will you go to the mailbox in your robe?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Oh, no, I'm just
Where do you see me cutting quite the figure at the CVS in my robe?
Oh.
Damn right I will.
And with no wonder where you got quick access to the jewels.
Oh. If you're watching an
old Redskins Super Bowl, you can
I'll wear pants and I'll wear sweatpants underneath my robe, Tom, because I know how to relax.
I don't own sweatpants or a robe.
I feel bad for my neighbors. I know they have seen me multiple times get DoorDash off my porch in my underwear.
Oh, with the box.
But
yeah, boxers and t-shirt.
A boxer. That's not bad.
It's got to be a bummer.
No.
It can't
be. A boxer and t-shirt's a fine look. I thought you meant like tidy whiteys and no shirt. That would be creepy. No,
what you need to do is start mowing your lawn wearing a wife beater.
Oh, boy.
That's the look they want to see.
It's an A shirt, like a t-shirt. It's called an A.
Those of us on the street refer to it as a wife beater.
No.
Morning, gang.
Hey, Josh.
Says Frank in Alabama.
Hey, Frank.
He's a friend of ours. All right. An admirer of Chick's, to say the least.
Good morning, Frank.
Josh, you're right. I want Chick's robe since I cannot have his hot, sexy body.
Oh, Frank would like to have it.
You know.
Well, you know, in all fairness, I have not gone that way yet.
Right.
Yeah. There's still time.
And I will be the first to say, here I am. Adrift. So
we could make the term would be LGBTQC for Chick.
Late life lesbian.
Late life.
So what would a man? I've never heard of a
late
gay gent.
Life.
A gay, gent. I like a gay
gent. A gray
gent.
Gay gent.
Oh, the three G's.
Gray gay gent.
Secret. Gay gent man.
gay gent man.
What is, I can't even sing him. There's something to think about.
All right, Frank.
What's your minimum price, Jim?
I'll take that under advisement. Minimum for the robe?
Send it to Frank.
$1,200.
$1,200?
I'm a man in Alabama, and I love robes. Wear them all the time. Tom, it's not always about you.
No, I'm not saying it's about me. You asked me if I owned a robe, and I said I don't.
That's from Chief Billy.
Oh, Chief Billy.
Richard says $50.
All right, that's the opening bid.
$50.
$50.
Free to Frank.
Yeah, I say free to Frank.
What?
I'm not giving Frank anything for free.
He loves you.
He's going to have to work for
it. Oh, boy.
You know, if I give this to Frank, he's going to shoot me back a picture of him wearing a robe.
He maybe, should.
Maybe flashing.
And that's going to be...
disturbing or provocative?
No, it'll be... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it will be. Like I said, here I am, adrift.
Got a update on something.
All right.
You have that dumb story about the lady that collects all the Casper stuff.
I like this lady.
You mean the world record? Yes.
World record for the most Casper. I mean,
say good for you.
Yeah, but it's not like a very competitive. I mean, you go to bid on Casper memorabilia, there's nobody else there.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. You don't know that for sure, Tom.
Now, we wanted to know why Casper was a ghost.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
A couple theories here.
All right. Are these theories or actual happenings?
One of them seems to be a fact.
Okay. I have a theory, but I wonder if I'm right.
This comes to us from Wade.
Hi, Wade.
He goes, I'm about to blow your mind.
Okay.
Casper is the ghost of Richie Rich.
They do look very similar.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. No.
Never thought about that.
Yeah. Who's Richie Rich?
You don't remember Richie Rich?
He was also in the Harvey Comics stable.
Harvey Comics was it Sad Sack, Richie Rich, Casper?
Yeah, they tried harder, but they
were...
It's
been a comic book girl. I'm sorry.
It was a TV show, too.
Yeah.
They also had a
movie with Macaulay Culkin.
They also had a cartoon character named Oswald Rabbit.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
Started out as a Disney thing.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Was it okay? Didn't they change the name after Lee Harvey got made?
I don't know anything about it.
They just did away with the character entirely.
Except that.
Yeah. Mm. Boy, when I'm on the rabbit on the run in Cuba, I don't think so.
Yeah, with an Italian rifle. Yeah, it was awful.
They also got rid of Sirhan the Serpent.
Yeah.
Beanie and Cecil and Sirhan.
Okay. Jeff writes.
Oh, hey, Jeff.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let me get this one in first.
Christ.
This is Mark. He writes, in the cartoon, they show Casper, the little boy, was, quote, pasted by a passing car. He chased a ball into the traffic.
Oh. What?
What are you saying?
That's how he became a ghost.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're asking, how did Casper, the little boy, become a, you know.
I always like to think that the first episode of Casper came out... the day after the last episode of Dennis the Menace entitled Mr. Wilson Finally Snaps.
The Casper origin story.
Yes. Wilson gets even.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's very good. Thank you very much. Now.
Interesting.
We have left the sports page. Is that correct?
Yes.
And we are moving over to the news desk with Christy Lee. Now, Christy, we have a very disturbing story.
Oh.
Out of Germany.
What would you like me to do?
Yeah, I'd like you to do that because it's it's profoundly disturbing. I have talked about this happening before.
Give me, this one. Authorities say a man's penis was bitten off and eaten by his dog.
Why would this
residents
happen?
In the town of Hearn contacted police upon the dog's incessant barking coming from the man's home in the middle of the night. First responders broke down the door to find the dog's 66-year-old owner gravely injured and rushed him to the hospital.
My vena!
The man's male member... could not be found.
In the dog's
officials belly. Believe the man's dog, said to be about the size of a Jack Russell, bit off the man's member and ate it.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
So
now,
small.
I believe we have a new singer here.
Oh, yeah, we do.
It's Herr Adolf Gulpenkocken.
Gulpenkocken.
Oh, wait a minute. Adolf Gulpenkocken.
Okay. German, yes. Once again, this is about the doggy eating the schlong of this poor man.
His owner, yes. His
I don't think the German would say schlong.
Well,
that's poor man.
Pre-1945. He thought it was an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That is why my doggy barked at me. He chomped on mein Wiener Pussenschachten. I've got nothing to hold on to when I pee. Thank you very much.
Hey! Oh, thank you.
I'm Sir Adolf Frankendicken.
I thought it was a hair, Adolf. I didn't know you'd been knighted.
Yeah. Yes.
Herr Schaftenpussen. Herr Schaftenpussen. Dicken. Fragen.
Well, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Very, very nice.
Can you imagine?
No.
This poor idiot.
How did this happen?
The guy must have been drunk
or something. Poor idiot.
Remember, I've been telling you forever, never be naked in front of your dogs.
Yeah, but this has been your fear?
That your dog's going to bite your penis?
They look at
the worst that's going to happen is they put their nose in it.
They look at it and go, oh, it's a brat.
No. I think they know.
Sausages.
Yeah.
Of course they know.
Well, this guy now.
They know butts and penises. They've got it. Well, dogs have them.
Did you give the name of the guy who's shalonga?
No, they did not give the name.
Well, the good news is right now it's 9 inches. 9. That means a 0.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about this theory of you a dog seeing you naked and biting your. So if a dog sees a naked woman, do they go, well, some other dog beat me to it?
Yeah. I'm totally gone, man.
They go, no, the fish is for the cats.
No, there's nothing there, man. Honest to God, nothing there.
The dog said to himself, you neutered me? Guess what, pal?
Yeah.
Scientists, are we done?
They say it was a Jack Russell.
Oh, Jack Russell-like, not that size. It doesn't say it's actually a Jack Russell.
Yeah,
they jump pretty high.
And they say Jack Russells are not good for good to be around kids.
What? Don't say that.
Yeah.
If you've heard it.
That's a fact.
Don't
how do you know
say that?
You heard it somewhere from somebody.
My dog breeding buddy
could
told
you be
me
any more ladies, vague about any fact at all?
Ladies and gentlemen, you just have to remember, Tom loves his dogs. No other dogs.
That's right. Only
so when
one
he says
dog.
He's a dog person, he means he is a his dog person.
Right.
I like all dogs.
No, that is.
No, you don't.
I just met another dog with a nice conversation with another dog the other day.
He hates Jack Russells and Irish Setters. He hates them.
No, I like Irish Setters. No,
and Dalmatians. You don't like them.
They're stupid. Dalmatians are stupid.
Yeah. Irish Setters are a little thick.
There you go.
We used to have one live next door. He was great. I'm a big fan. I'm just saying. I just don't think you should be naked in front of your dog or you know, he's going to.
You can't actually be seriously.
Well, look what happened to this poor guy.
I can't believe we don't know why this happened.
Yeah, maybe the guy was drunk, or maybe he had an injury and he fell. He couldn't feed the dog for a few days.
Maybe he used the crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know.
Oh God, this guy's gonna be. I just want to see a picture of this guy in the hospital. He's gonna have one of those cones on his head. Sir, we're trying to keep you from. Please. No, I didn't do this. I did not do this.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.